It's really an honor and a privilege to be able to be with you today, and especially at this amazing symposium, 25 years. How fortunate you are to have access to that. And so I'll tell you before I get into talking about my the different things and why I'm here, let me first share with you just the last couple of days. Coming here, of course, I'm coming to talk about having an attitude of gratitude. And then, of course, this morning, I go to pull my stuff that had gone to the dry cleaner. Yesterday, I picked up my dry cleaning stuff to come here. And as I got here this morning, I had put one suit pants for one suit and one jacket for another. Now, that might be exciting for someone else. They might be able to go to the store, but I can't just go buy another pair of suit pants. And so inside, I thought to myself, I don't want to be here. I'm not at my best. I don't feel fantastic. And then I had to remind myself, Jeff, wait, what are you talking about? Attitude. And I had to realize, even though inside I might not feel my best or 100%, do I really believe in what I have to offer to share with you today? And that is, I do, even though I might be a little mismatched today. So forgive me, this might be a little style from California or something. Who knows? So let me share with you. I came from a family of 9 kids. Now, of course, normally when I travel around the United States, I have to explain my parents probably didn't have a color TV or some warm, you know, cold winter nights. But here in Utah, people are at least, you know, 9 kids. It's not a big deal. So I'm the only dwarf in the family. I have 3 older and 5 younger brothers and sisters. And so just a few years ago, they did a TV show on my family, and that's where we stole some of those clips. And so my hope in the little bit of time that I have, first of all, if I could offer you guys, if there was a pill that you could take that would make you more successful, that would make you live longer, that you'd have a healthier life and live a more productive life, both in your business and in your personal life, would you want to take it? And my answer to that is, I have that pill for you guys today at the end, and I'll share with you. Starting out, as they did this TV show, it was kind of interesting to show people. It kind of gives them a quick little glimpse about my family and some of the things that we go through every single day. In fact, it was kind of fun as it shows me going shopping. Just some of the basic things that you guys take for granted every single day. Being 4'2½", life is a challenge. And so just going to the supermarket, as normally it showed me pushing that shopping cart, but I never push the shopping cart because I can't see what's in front of it, and I, you know, run over people. And more importantly, it looks like a shopping cart moving all by itself. But then as we place things inside that shopping cart, I can't get them out when I put them back in. And so as I place them into the thing, well, I thought there was a little dwarf door in the back that opened up. But as I climb into that way, that it closes down and my little legs are going back and forth and it just doesn't look right. And so how nice would it be to be able to go to a supermarket and not have to ask for help? In fact, I don't like to shop, but when I do, I like to go when it's busy. You see, when it's not busy, I have to go and ask somebody 2 or 3 aisles away, excuse me, can you come over here? And at the beginning, they're caught off guard. Yeah, what do you need? Then when they realize that I need help, of course, they're very helpful. Oh, sure, we can get that. And then they start to follow me around the store. And as I look around, I'm kind of like, okay, you can go now. We're here for you. Okay, thanks. I'm good. And so just the basic things every single day growing up, you know, life has been a challenge. As a teenager, really was the toughest time. As I mentioned, my mom was an amazing lady. I'll share with you in a second. Coming from a family of 9 kids, the oldest was 17, youngest was 9 months old when my father died and died with no life insurance. And I'll share with you what a challenge. We went from having money to complete poverty. So it would be easy for a mom to automatically feel sorry for Jeff. I was the only dwarf, and it would be easy to spoil me. Oh, poor you. Instead, she really helped me become the person who I am today. And my thoughts today are, I want to share with you how that might be able to help you in your business, and how a couple different things, by changing just a couple things, how it might help you be having more of an attitude of gratitude, looking at life through maybe different lenses. So let me just share with you a couple challenges just day to day. Going to an ATM. Until a couple of years ago, they finally started to make those ATMs little. And so, but before, I used to have to ask the closest person to the ATM, "Hi, sir." Now, normal people that hang out next to ATMs aren't always the nicest, and "Can you come over here, sir?" "Sure." "Can you? Here's my secret number." "Sure, go ahead and take a few out for yourself, too." Absolutely. How nice would it be to be able to go in and push in the numbers and be just like anyone else? Going to a tailor, There is no little person store. All my clothes, I wear a 32 or 34 waist, so all my clothes have to be custom made or custom tailored. Now, I think they actually cost double. I think they should actually cost half because it's half the material, but they don't see that. And so, but just going shopping, it's quite entertaining as I walk out of the dressing room and I'm going to model to my wife. Now, of course, we're just looking to see how do they fit in the waist or, you know, I'm in this area here, and that's about it. And as I'm dragging these pant legs 3 feet behind me, and my wife will make me model for her, and then she'll say, yeah, Jeff, they look great, fantastic. And I'll watch people out of the corner of their eyes going, no, they look terrible. And so how nice would it be to be able to go in and buy something right off the rack? I can't. It's just the way life is. More importantly, growing up, teenager was the toughest time. I used to go, I played sports, different things, and so growing up, used to love to go to school dances. Now, the whole reason why a young man goes to a dance is not to fast dance, but to slow dance. You see, well, there's a disadvantage with me in slow. Well, there's not a disadvantage with me in slow dancing. Excuse me a second. Might be a little uncomfortable to slow dance with me, all right? So from day one, I would bring my chair out, and because I was positive, the girls were always positive. And I pull it out there and they say, Jeff, grab your chair. And I'd take it out there. And there were two positive things with that chair. Number one, I never had to worry about dancing on her toes or shoes or anything. But number two, if there was ever a young lady that was dancing too far away, I'd put my foot at the end of that chair, act like I slip off, and they'd grab a hold, and it worked every time. But I can't tell you how many times inside did I want to be like everyone else. All those people that were on the dance floor, did they realize how fortunate they were? They weren't confined to a chair. I thought, wow, I'd love to be able to do my little whoop-de-woos and go over here and go over here. So on the outside, of course, I smiled. But on the inside, I thought, wow, how nice would it be to be just like everyone else? Well, this is where my mom was wonderful. She'd allow me to complain for about 5 minutes. And then after that, she'd load me into the car, take me down to the street. And there was the man by the name of Merrill. He's the peanut king. This man suffered from cerebral palsy. He couldn't speak, couldn't use his arms or legs, and he sold peanuts, 50 cents a bag, five for $2. And the way he communicated, in fact, I just recently got this off Facebook, but this was something as a teenager he had on his where he sold the peanuts, and I'll read this in just a second. But here this man kept his wife and family off welfare. In fact, his son, he was able to have one son. His son was taken away from him because they felt a person with cerebral palsy back then wasn't fit to be a parent. So how many times did he talk about having to type letters to his son saying, I'm going to fight for you and I'm going to get you back? And of course he did. But here this man, anytime I felt about being depressed, my mom would take me to talk to Merrill. And Merrill's attitude was he'd point letter by letter by letter. Thank God for every day that I have. I am so fortunate for everything that I have. Now, I remember here I'm a teenager. How can this guy be happy and yet here I'm struggling? Who am I to be unhappy? It helped me to start focusing on the things that I have and not on the things I don't. You see, your attitude is going to determine your altitude. You are going to go as far and high in your life, in your career, as your attitude will allow you. You take this same little body and put a negative life attitude to it, and life would be miserable. In fact, as I go around day to day, I'll explain different stories. When I'm having a tough day, the attitude around me is pity and sorrow. Maybe my son didn't sleep well that night, and I'm just a little grumpy. But when I'm having a bad day, everyone automatically feels sorry. Oh, he's a sad little miserable man. And automatically, the attitude around me is pity and sorrow. When I change my attitude, even though that day I don't want to be nice, I don't want to be friendly, and all of a sudden I start to fake it, and put on a smile. Next thing you know, I'll smile at a child, and then he's smiling, and then I find myself smiling because he's smiling, and I've forgotten why I was having a bad day. And so let me just read to you really quickly this peanut king, what he had on his, on his wheelchair. First of all, at the very top, it said, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And then he goes on to say, Merrill K. Nelson, cerebral palsy from birth, "I know that those that can work should. Those that can't but don't have a crippled spirit. And that is worse than having a crippled body. God made me a paying job. I don't work hard. I work steady and long, and it pays. This world can tie me down, but it can't keep me down. Now, this is the type of an attitude, wow, I thought to myself as a young child, wow, this guy has every reason to say, poor me, and stay at home, and it would be accepted. And yet this man worked 10 to 12 hour days. Now, it wasn't until recently they just started a Facebook page on this man, and to see the listings of hundreds, tens of thousands of people being able to say what this man's spirit did to them. I'll tell you, as a teenager, it changed my life. It helped me be able to look and think, if he can be happy, then why can't I? And so that's what I want to share with you today. Your attitude is everything. This, as I talk about this pill, let me share with you about business. Starting out, as it mentioned, I had a full leg cast and crutches. You see, my legs grow bull-legged, and so they were going to break them to straighten them out. And so, and I actually paid for the surgery. It was supposed to be a three-month. It was supposed to be a three-month ordeal where they break it and straighten it out. Well, the first 6 months in the business, after breaking it and being in a full leg cast, my doctor realized that he didn't do it right, so he broke it again. After 6 more months of being in a cast, crutches, he realized he didn't do it right, so he broke it again. Now, this time, he decided to put a steel rod down the length of my leg. And so, well, as you can tell, my legs might be a little shorter than the average person. Well, he put in a steel rod that was too long, and after 6 months started to protrude out my knee, and we had to go in again. So not once, not twice, not three times, but 4 times did I have to have surgery the first 2 years in the business. Now, I can't tell you, inside, it's already hard enough being 4'2.5", coming to somebody's door. You know, I knock on the door, they look out the people, and they don't see anything, all right? Then I wave my little flag, I'm here, hello. And then, of course, as they open that door, they're caught off guard, you know, kind of like, hi. And then little Johnny comes downstairs, Mom, look, there's a, and they're beating their kid, quiet. The first 5 minutes is the most uncomfortable. I have to build that relationship of trust and be able to help them feel comfortable. Now, I'll tell you, after 5 minutes, I'm the most fortunate guy in the business, and that is, I can't tell you how many clients' children's birthday party I have been invited to. They want to show me Nintendo and play. They finally found a friend their size. Now, the good thing with that is, if they're ever going to replace that business, if little Johnny has anything to say with it, it won't be happening. And so, anyways, now, starting out in my business, I, back then, used to take everything that was inside my briefcase. I had to put it in a backpack. And then back then, they had a 386 DX 66 megahertz black and white computer. It was about this big. And I'd have to strap it on the front of me. Now, inside, I wanted to give up. This is hard enough, being 4'2.5", and then having to come in with crutches to share what we do. But I'll tell you, because my attitude was okay, people accepted that, and it was amazing. Now, inside, I wanted to give up. This isn't right. This is fun. And having surgery not once, but then going through hospitalization for 5 days and starting in this business over and over and over again, it was tough. But I want you to know it's worth it. Now, going to start with, I was a mortgage banker. I got my insurance in 1991. During that surgery, it gave me the opportunity to actually look back at our industry. And so, during that first 3 months, I decided to interview with New York Life. Now, my first two, I interviewed with Prudential and MetLife. They had both hired me. Well, my managing partner at New York Life was one of those wonderful, pompous, arrogant guys that like to show off his office and everything else. And so when I called on the phone, of course, I like to talk big and tall when I talk, hi, this is Jeff Boyer. And I figure they'll figure out soon enough when they see me. And so they're probably picturing, I don't tell them I'm 4'2.5". I figured they'll figure it out soon enough. So as I called, he had told everyone, hey, this is my best superstar. I've never found a guy so dynamic. And then, of course, as I interviewed, as I came in, now I did come in with crutches, came in a suit and tie, and they decided to warn the managing partner and say, hey, I just want you to know that your appointment's here. And as he comes up, he's coming around the corner. They said, we just want to let you know that he's short. And he said, yeah. How short? And they said, he's like this short. He was convinced they were pulling his leg. And of course, he said, not only is he short, but he's barefoot. Well, I wasn't barefoot. I did have my toes exposed from a broken leg. But of course, he was convinced that they were pulling his leg. And as he came around that corner, instead of taking me to his beautiful office that he loved to share, show off and show everyone, there was a conference room right next to the exit. He came and brought me in there, and then he grabbed his staff. He went to go get the little test, and he grabbed his staff and said, "Hey, come and get me in 5 minutes. This will be my shortest appointment ever." Now, of course, in his mind, he had already judged me. He had already made up his mind and so forth. Here's the difference. Needless to say, after 5 minutes hitting him upside the kneecaps, now, of course, he loves to brag that I'm his number one or number two agent and that he hired me. But my managing partner didn't want to hire me because I was a dwarf, and he judged me. Well, here's my thought. If he didn't want to hire me, I can't control how he's going to react to me. I would have gone to MetLife or Prudential and become the best agent there. And so his loss. We have to have confidence in ourselves. We need to believe in ourselves. If we don't believe in ourselves, how do we expect other people in our business to believe in ourselves? So it first starts with us. If you're struggling in this business, and I wonder, and this is why I mentioned this super pill. It is said that having a positive attitude, you will live a longer life. Your life expectancy actually changes. You will be more resistant to the common cold. Okay? You'll have less depression in your life. If we can just change our attitude, it can actually change the things around us. But you see, Mother Nature has built us a little different. And that is, Mother Nature has built us to focus on the negative. You see, at the beginning of time, when man was first around, you're going through the jungle, and a tiger jumps out at you, okay? Immediately, you focus on that situation, and your mind can't focus on anything else but seeing that tiger, and what does it think? Get the heck out of here. And immediately, it reacts to that negative situation. Now, that might be good back then, but today, by taking a look at that negative situation, you don't have a chance to step back and look at the bigger picture. Are there different options? Maybe I could grab a rock, I could climb a tree. And because we look at that negative situation, we can't focus on anything else but that negativity. We have 40 to 50,000 thoughts a day. Now, the one nice thing is nobody can control how you are going to react to your thoughts. Now, I can't control how people are going to react to me. I can't control how life is. I can't control that things may not be unfair. I go to amusement parks, okay? They have a height requirement. Take my son to Magic Mountain. Now, they have a line where you have to be a certain height to be able to ride this ride. Now, here I've paid the adult price. And as I stand in line to go onto this ride, now they'll allow a 5-year-old that may be a couple inches taller than me, skinny little teeny kid, go on this ride, and they'll stop the ride. Excuse me. Hold it, and make me walk up to that line. And of course, they'll kick me off the ride if I can't. Now, most of the rides all have seat belts around you, where it doesn't matter, my legs may be a little longer, but they have height requirements. So the disadvantage is, I'm at going to amusement park, I'd love to be able to experience like everyone else. The positive is, you go to your local McDonald's, and they have these little play areas with balls. They have a height requirement of 4 foot and below. I'm one of the only dads in sight there taking on the kids and everything else and enjoying life. Now, I'll tell you, the amusement park, thank goodness I didn't allow that to stop me. A few years ago, they came out with these girls' elevated shoes. Now, we don't call them girl shoes in my house, but when it's time to go to that ride, I tie on those shoes. It makes me about 3 inches taller, and I wait for them to point at me. You talking to me? And I strut right on over to that line and measure me. And so, hey, each of us have disadvantages. It's up to us to make our disadvantages into advantages. Each of us have different challenges in life. But it's up to us to find those and make them into positive. Now, as I was mentioning, so this might be a placebo. This might be something that's not real, a positive attitude. You had to take a pill to tell yourself to be positive before we make phone calls. I got to take that positive pill. I wonder if people can't sense when we're desperate and having... Isn't it when business is tough, business tends to be tough around us? And when business is good, people want to do business and we can't even keep... I wonder if they can't sense that inside. Imagine on the phone call, "Hi, hello, you're going to reschedule? I need to make my mortgage payment." I mean, I wonder if they can't sense that. But you can be a brand new agent and still struggling. but by having a positive attitude. You bet. You need to reschedule? Let me see if I can fit you into my schedule here. Now, you and I both know we have nothing next week, but they don't know that. Yes, let me see here. I have Tuesday or Thursday. By being positive, people want to be around positive people. They want to do business with positive people. Now, in our business, is life tough? Of course it's tough. It should be tough because we wouldn't get paid the kind of money that we do to do what we do. So if it was easy, everyone and their dog would do it. So in our first couple years, is business tough? You bet it is. Is it worth it? You bet it is. Now, I think about our business like a piece of chocolate cake. As I mentioned, my family came from a family of 9 kids, had a home in Huntington Beach and a home in the mountains. Years later, after having my father die at a young age, we went from money to complete poverty. Homes to a 3-bedroom home with 9 kids. Mom in one room, brothers and sisters in each room. My father was a great man and a good businessman, but he failed his family when it came to planning. Now that's what we do. We bring comfort and joy and happiness into people's lives. Now, people that sell cars or cell phones or different things, that's important jobs. But think about the business that we do. If somebody lives too long, we have the answer for that, a paycheck for life. If you're really healthy and you take care of yourself, you need to worry about long-term care. You're going to live too long. If you're unhealthy, buy life insurance. We got an answer for that. If Johnny's going to college, we have an answer for that. So if we're here no matter what the situation. Instead, we make a phone call and talk to somebody and they want to talk to you and they're grumpy. I don't want to buy life insurance. And we let that affect us. If I have to make 10 phone calls to book one appointment, then all of a sudden I talk to the mean person. I don't want to talk to you anyways. And I hang up and I know I'm that much closer to that person that's going to say yes. And so we need to be, so by taking this, let me promise you, try this next week. You've heard it, fake it until you make it. I promise you, it works. As I go through life, and as I mentioned, just the different, if you were to have cameras follow, just basic things every single day. Going to the rental car agency, quite entertaining as I come up and say, hi, I'm Mr. Boyer. First of all, the rental car agency, you know, desks are about 5 and 6 feet tall. It's kind of like, hi, I'm here to rent my car. They look at me, of course, kind of like, hi, who are you? Yes, I'm Mr. Boyer to rent my car. Then, of course, I look over at my wife and I say, I sit on her lap and I steer and she pushes the pedals. Oh, that's really not how it happens, but anyways. And so, basic things that can get us down. And so, we're going to watch a video in just a second in closing. I'm going to share with you my closing thoughts. And then, based on time, I don't know if there's enough time. If there's question and answer, you want to know how I drive a car or anything. But each of you have talents and abilities, just like this match. This match has the ability to bring warmth and light and power into everything it comes in contact with. But if we don't strike it, how powerful is this match? If we allow somebody else to blow it out, how powerful is this match? It's not. Each of you have been given certain talents and abilities that can bring excitement and life into this life. Focus on those things and don't focus on the things that you can't change. In fact, I believe if we could take all of our challenges today and put them inside a bag and then set those bags down and pick up any bag in this room. Now, it'd be nice for a second to be like Jan Christensen and be tall and, you know, maybe play a little ball or something. But I promise you, I don't know if I would take his challenges or anyone else's. I would end up picking up my own challenges. Why? Because I know I can handle them and I can do it. So if I would end up picking up my own challenges, shouldn't I be grateful for those challenges I have? And so, a couple last closing thoughts. I think about successful people. A couple people, just like my managing partner, didn't believe in me. Someone wants to judge you because you're not the right color, you're not the right race, you're a woman, different things. I can't. Don't have time. Listen, if they're shallow, 90% of what my son comes in contact with is great. My middle son that's a dwarf, I have one son that's tall, 2 that are short. Now I'll tell you, 90% of what my son comes in contact with is great. Every day he comes home with candy, and I mean, his homework assignments were written in girl ink. And I'd say, who wrote this? Oh, Sally wanted to write it for me to help me. All right, you write your own stuff. 90% of what he comes in contact with is good. 10% when he comes home and says, Dad, I don't want to be a dwarf. Someone called me Pumpkinhead today, or somebody called me this, or somebody called me this. I have to take them inside and say, hey, son, if somebody has to make fun of you to make themselves feel good, how sad is that person? You are okay how you are. How sad are they? Don't let this loser guy change on how you are. Now, as a parent inside, it hurts. I want to go and beat up the kid. I want to go to school. You know, they say pick on somebody your own height. I can go to the elementary school. You talking to my boy? You know, I didn't say junior high. These junior high school kids, I'm not going there, all right? But all I can do is help my son. And so life is going to be a challenge. There are going to be challenges along the way. A couple quick little things, and we're going to watch a video in 1 minute. A group started out. Decca Records said that they had no talent. They said that electric guitar was on its way out. Of course, we know this group later went on to become the Beatles. Okay? Sad, you know, that recording studio. I mean, they're still popular today. A couple other quick ones. Man was fired from a newspaper editor because he lacked the imagination and he had no good ideas. He had several businesses that had failed and even went bankrupt. Of course, this man became Walt Disney. Billionaire. Huge. And I have tons and tons of these. One more I'll just share with you. The ball player held the record for strikeouts, 1,330 in all. When asked about, he simply said, every strike brings me closer to the next home run. We think who that is? Of course, Babe Ruth. Baseball player, I think about baseball. If they were to hit 300, they're probably going to go into the Hall of Fame. If they were to hit 400, they would definitely go in. But 400, that means 6 times out of 10, they are not going to reach first base. But if you were to ask that person, do they think they're going to strike out? So in our business, by being positive, I got the answer. It's like a piece of chocolate cake. What we offer is wonderful and peace and great. We have the answers. If somebody doesn't like it, okay. Somebody's allergic to chocolate, that's okay. But in our business, there's never been a better time to be in our business than right now. There's never been a greater need than now to do what we do. You're at the right business at the right time right now. And this next week, try to have a positive attitude. Now, don't go home to your significant other and spouse and say, oh, honey, watch me. I'm going to have a positive attitude this week. But start to look and be positive. Oh, sure, I'll take that trash out. We give this much and we get this much. But by changing and having a positive attitude, you will be amazed at the things around us. So I'm going to close with a video really quickly, the story of J-Mac, autistic boy that played basketball. And then I'll come up with my close. So we'll watch a quick 3-minute video on J-Mac and then we'll close.
What we all want in life is a shot. But what we do with it, that's the story we all want to tell.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I've coached for 25 years, and I've never experienced that, the emotional high of what happened.
What happened for Jason McElwain, or J-Mac as his friends call him, is about more than a shot. Diagnosed with autism at 2 years old, now identified as highly functioning, he's never considered himself different or separate, especially when it comes to sports.
Sports has always been, how could I say, his equalizer. He's like, just like any of the other kids out there.
It's not really a big deal at all. I'm just normal like other people. It's the way I am.
At 5'6", J-Mac didn't make the junior varsity basketball team at his high school, Greece Athena, near Rochester, New York. Instead, he became team manager, a role he now has for the varsity as a senior. In the last 3 years, in his white shirt and black tie, he's missed only one game.
During practice, I set up the clock and get the water to games and be enthusiastic.
As this season was wrapping up, Coach Johnson approached Jason with an idea about the Trojans' final home game of the season.
I said, you know, I'm really going to look to try to get you in the game, but remember, I can't promise you that. And he goes, okay, coach.
February 15th, Greece Athena against Spencerport, senior night. With word out that Jason might play, the student section printed signs of J-Mac's face just in case. And with 4:19 left in the game, with the Trojans up by 20, coach called down to the end of the bench for number 52.
I just kind of turned and pointed at him, and he almost ran right on the court. He was so excited.
Hey, Jay, you got to check in. So he hits the buzzer, and he doesn't go anywhere. It's like, now you go on the court. You know, he was so caught up in the moment.
He came into the game. They all stood up, and they put the signs, the pictures of him up, and I got really emotional, and I sat down and started to cry.
With 3:46 left, Jason got the ball.
When he missed that first three, I was like, oh, and then it airballed, and I was like, man, I really just want to see him score one time.
I put my head in my hands like, dear God, please, just get him a basket.
Then, with 3:12 left, another chance.
That third trip down the court, magic.
I started hitting my first shot and just kept shooting, and I was just hot as a pistol.
Shot after shot after shot kept going in.
The basket was like as big as a huge bucket, and I was shooting them like they were free throws. It was just a big old huge bucket that's like huge.
And I was like, oh my God, is this really happening? He has more points than me, so he's got bragging rights over me.
He was unstoppable for that moment in time. He was unstoppable.
He comes down the court right at the end with like 3 seconds left, and he hits this one that's, you know, probably like an NBA three. As soon as the gun ended, they stormed the court. You know? I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't dream anything like that.
It felt like we won a championship. Everyone was just so happy for me.
In that 4 minutes 19 seconds, Jason was 7 for 13, 6 of 10 from three-point range, 20 points in all. In the end, Jason McElwain was the game's high scorer. What we all want in life is a shot. J-Mac took his, and now it's a story we can all tell.
My feeling today is, if J-Mac can do it, if Jeff Boyer can do it, then doggone it, each and every one of you can do it. What's going to happen when your coach, your managing partner, turns down to you and says it's your time to shine? Are we going to take our opportunity? I want you to know life is worth living. There is so much to be grateful for. Is life difficult? Of course it is. Are there going to be difficult times ahead? Of course there is. But when we step back and stop focusing on the things that we don't have, and focus on the things that we do have, we are so fortunate to live in the world that we live, to live in the best country that we live in, the best industry, and some of us, great companies. All of us, good companies. Good companies. I want you to know that your attitude can make a difference. So if you believe you can, in your business, in your career, in your life, or if you believe you can't, you're right. Thank you very much for the opportunity.